we can all be here today. The psalmist said, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." It is not by mistake that we are here. I was very touched this morning from the praise and worship, especially when he sang the song, "I am not alone. He will go before me, and he will never leave me alone." Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to bless God for his grace. I want to thank God for Pastor Jake, who is not here. I just want to bless God for all members and officers of the Grace Church. This morning, the Spirit of the Lord have put a word on my mind. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me in the New Testament. In the Gospel, we're calling to St. Mark chapter 2. We read from verse 3 to 5, and then we drop our eyes to the 11 verses. The Gospel of St. Mark chapter 2, commencing from the 3rd verse to the 5th, and then we drop down to verse 11, in Jesus' name. In St. Mark chapter 2, verse 3, it is recorded, "Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken through, they let him down the bed on which the paralytic was lying." Verse 5, "When Jesus saw their feet, he said to the paralytic's son, 'Your sins are forgiven.'" And then in verse 11, he said, "Arise, get up, and take up your bed and go that way." And immediately, the paralytic was healed. From a few passages of scripture, I want to speak to you today on the theme, "When the Lord sees your faith." Praise the Lord. When the Lord sees your faith. So from a few verses we read, before we go further, let us look at the word faith. Apparently, as children of faith, we all know what the meaning of faith is. But if you look in Hebrew chapter 11, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith means believing what we cannot see. And we believe that it exists because the Lord has said it. Praise the Lord. We are talking about faith. When God sees your faith, there are two types of faith. There is one type of faith that see before believing. Praise the Lord. That faith has to do with logic. It has to do with reason. Because you want to reason out why things happen. So, the faith that believe as a result of seeing has to do with logic. And that is not the type of faith I'm talking about. That faith has to do with the term of faith, doubting term of. He said, "I will not believe that Jesus has been resurrected until I see the mark in his hand." That is logic. I must see before I believe. Praise the Lord. But I'm talking about faith that I believe without seeing. That is the Abraham faith. Remember in Genesis when God appeared to him, he said, "Abraham, leave your father land, leave your mother land, and go to a land that I will show you." Abraham did not see that land. But Abraham believed in God, that God is and God exists. And whatever he said is settled. So Abraham believed That's the type of faith we are talking about. Faith that believes without seeing. For example, let us take, for example, the birth of Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus Christ, logically, it cannot be proven. You cannot reason out that. The Bible said the Lord spoke, and the Holy Spirit came upon her, and she became pregnant. Logically, it is impossible for a virgin to conceive and have a child. So logic will want to reason why this happened. So we as Christians, where we cannot apply reason, we apply F-A-I-T-H, faith. By faith, we believe that Jesus was born as a result of the work of God. We are talking about faith. When God sees your faith, you don't have to see before you believe. But believing without seeing, that's the faith we are talking about. So if you look in our passage we read, in verse 3, we are told about four friends. I have a name for them. The first one is called communication. One of the friends is called communication. The second one is called compassion. And the third one is called cooperation. And the fourth one is called commitment. So this guy saw that friend was very sick. He was paralyzed. He could not walk. His feet could not move. His hand could not move. But yet they heard that Master Jesus was passing by. And they decided within themselves, look, let's take this guy to Jesus. We believe that when we get to Jesus, Jesus will heal him. The friend, they had that communication. Our brother is sick. He needs to be healed. And I'm told that Jesus is passing by. If we can only get him to Jesus, Jesus will heal him. And then compassion came in. I love this fellow, and he is sick. We must do something about it. And then cooperation came in. Yes, we can take him out of bed and take him to Jesus. And then commitment came. No matter the obstacle, no matter the difficulty, no matter the situation that we will encounter, but let us be committed to this deed until we get him to Jesus. And we know before Jesus, he will be healed. When Jesus sees your faith. There are many of us going through problems, going through situations. We are down with sicknesses. We are down with diseases. But remember what the Bible says? With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Are you here today and you are sick? Are you suffering from some sickness or diseases? I want to show you to a man called Jesus. I want to direct you to a man called Jesus. If you believe in him that he can heal you, he will heal you today and right now. Because he says it in his word. So in verse 3, those God took this God of Jesus, though. There was a problem before them. There was a mountain. The cry was so much they could not get to Jesus. Faith is the pathway to finding a solution to any problem. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Faith is the pathway that leads to finding a solution. Praise the Lord. So those brothers took their friend to Jesus. But then the crowd was so much they could not get him to Jesus. But they were not deterred. They did not give up. Commitment. They said there is another way. Praise the Lord. With faith, difficulty are overcome. With faith, sicknesses are overcome. With faith, problems are solved. Praise the Lord. For friends, they could not get him to Jesus. They decided to move the roof. What a great faith. What a great faith. Friends took those guys to Jesus and they could not get him there because of the crowd. There was a problem. And they said, no, we can take him through the top. And then they went on the top and then they took out the roof. And then lie him down in the room before Jesus. That is faith. They knew within themselves, if we can only get this guy to Jesus, Jesus will heal him. What problem are you going through today? The song says, he will go before us. He will never leave us alone. As we walk through the fire, he said, I will walk with you. As you walk through the river, I will be with you. I will never ever leave you alone. I will go before you. Praise the Lord. That's the faith we are talking about. And finally, when these guys succeeded in taking a sick man in a room, something happened. The Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith, praise the Lord. When Jesus saw their faith, when the Lord sees your faith, something is bound to happen. When Jesus saw their faith, he told the paralyzed son, your sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord. So when the Lord sees your faith, your sins are forgiven. Jesus fell for this guy. And he saw their friends. He saw their faith. You know the faith that Jesus was talking about? Not a sick man faith, but the faith of those friends that are talking true. And then he had compassion on his paralyzed fellow and told him, say, your sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord. So I want to say to you today, when God sees your faith, your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Today, I want you to know that we have a friend called Jesus. He is the author and finisher of the Christian faith. I want to encourage you to use your faith. Have faith in Jesus, despite of the situation you find yourself. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And then if you look in verse 11, the Bible says when the Lord feels your faith, he told this guy that was faith. He said, son, wake up, take up your bed, and go that way. Praise the Lord. When Jesus sees your faith, your sickness will be healed. Praise the Lord. When the Lord sees your faith, your disease will be healed. And the Bible says immediately, this guy that was paralyzed, I could not walk, he woke up and he became to jump on his feet and he was healed at the birth of Jesus. That's the faith we are talking about. Faith that believes without seeing. Faith in Jesus makes everything possible. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh yeah. Faith in Jesus can get you through situation. Faith in Jesus can heal your sickness. Therefore, I want you to be healed in Jesus' name. If you are here today and you are sick, I want you to believe in Jesus. I want you to have faith in Jesus and pray to him and ask him he will heal you. Hebrews 13:9 says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus that healed the paralytic son is the same Jesus that we are talking about. So if you are here this morning and you are sick, I want you to have faith in Jesus that Jesus can heal you. No matter how long you've been sick, Jesus can heal you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says faith overcome difficulty. Faith overcome difficulty. In other words, Jesus could tell his disciples, say, if you have faith, you can say to this mountain, be removed. That's a figurative language. Apparently, we all have mountains in our lives. Your mountain could be sickness. Your mountain could be problem. Your mountain could be family problem. But if you believe in Jesus and have faith, that mountain will be removed. Am I speaking to somebody? Praise the Lord. Let us have faith in Jesus. With our faith in Jesus, we can do great things. I do not know the situation that you are going through, but I want you to have faith. I want you to know that faith overcomes every problem. Faith overcomes every obstacle, every difficulty that you are facing. Faith is the pathway to solution. For example, let's look at Daniel. The man Daniel. Daniel, there was a proclamation made that nobody should pray to God for 3 days. And Daniel, being a man of faith, he knew the result. If I pray, I know I will be punished. Because the king had made a law and sealed it with his ring. That within 3 days, if anyone is found praying, they should be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel, the man of God, knew the result, but yet he decided to pray because he had faith in God. He knew that the God I'm serving is able to deliver me. And I'm told that Daniel opened his window and he began to pray 3 times in a day. And he went to the king and told him, he said, King, Daniel disobeyed your decree. We saw him praying 3 times a day. And Daniel was ordered to be thrown into the lion's den. Praise the Lord. Like the song said, he will never leave us alone. He go before us and he will always be with us. Can you imagine literally seeing somebody throw in the den of lion and they come back safe? That is impossible. But when God sees your faith, the impossible become possible. That's the God we are talking about. The God of impossibility. And Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But remember, in Genesis chapter 2, 3, after God created the animal, he told Adam, you name them. And Adam began to name the animal, this is a lion, this is tiger, this is deer. And I'm told that when the lion saw the man of God in the den, instead of tearing up, they became his friend, praise the Lord. They became his friend. That is what faith does. That is faith. Because of Daniel's faith, the lion could not harm him. When God sees your faith, the impossible become possible. Praise the Lord. I'm told about the 3 Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Church, we are talking about faith. You know, I was telling Daniel yesterday in the men's service, we from Africa, people from undeveloped country, they have gone through a lot of trial. They have gone through a lot of testing time. But if you find yourself in a country where you have everything to your disposal, you are rich, you got your car, you go to work, I mean, everything just fine for you. You're not suffering, so your faith has not been tested. You will come to church and serve God. Oh, yes, God is good. God is good. But until your faith can be tested, and if you can go through it, then of course you know the faith I'm talking about. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king made his idol and said, I want everybody to bow down and worship this idol. But the 3 Hebrew boys know where they came from. They knew the commandment, thou shalt not worship idol. Anything you pour before God is an idol in your life. If on Sunday you're supposed to come to church and you don't come to church, you prefer to go and watch your football game, you are worshiping the football game. On Sunday, where you're supposed to come to church and ask God for forgiveness and blessing, and if you can come to church and go to basketball game, you're putting basketball before God. Praise the Lord. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to the golden idol. And the king ordered them to be thrown into the burning furnace. Can you imagine? Furnace bigger than this church, and it was heated 7 times, really hot. And he said, put this guy into the furnace and let me see the God that will deliver them from my hand. Man challenging God. Put them in a burning furnace and let me see the God that will deliver them from my hand. And I'm told he asked the strongest man in his army to bound them up and throw them into the burning furnace. But something happened, church. Those guys succeeded in throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace. But on the way, they died. I don't know how that happened. They just succeeded in putting them into the furnace, but yet those that put them into the furnace died in the process. But yet those that were putting in the furnace, they did not die. And God opened the king's eye. And he said, didn't we put 3 persons in the furnace? But I see the 4th person like the Son of God. Praise the Lord. We are talking about faith. When God sees your faith, the impossible become possible. I see the fourth like the Son of God. And then he called him out of the furnace and the king out. And he said, from today, let us worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because he saved like no other God. Oh, I like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember they told the king, they said, King, we respect you. The God that we are serving is able to deliver us from your hand. The God that we are serving is able to deliver us from your hand. But if he refuses, we will not bow down. If we will die, let us die, but we will not worship your golden image. That is faith. When God sees your faith, miracles are bound to take place. Oh, yes. We're talking about faith. When God sees your faith, I want to encourage you this morning to follow the path of faith, to put your trust in Jesus Christ. While it is true that the blood of Jesus shed 2,000 years plus back cleansed us from all sin, but it is equally important that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise the Lord. We must believe him. The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. We are saved by grace through faith, and no man should boast. It is not by work. Praise the Lord. Example I want to give you. Get a look at Zacchaeus, the tax collector in Matthew. He was a sinner man. But he decided to see Jesus because of his status. He was so sure he climbed a sycamore tree. And when Jesus saw him, when Jesus saw his faith, when the Lord saw his faith, he said, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. And he came down. And he said, Lord, I have taken anything from anybody but a false accusation. I will replenish them 100-fold. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to your house. Yes. We are talking about faith. The thief on the cross. The thief on the cross. We are talking about faith. Saving faith. This guy was at the point of death. I'm told he had 5 minutes to die. And then his friend decided to mock Jesus. If you are God, why you cannot save yourself and save us? And the thief said, this man has done nothing wrong. We are being paid for what we have done. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he turned to Jesus. Jesus, when you get into your kingdom, remember me. Awesome. How did he know that Jesus was going into a kingdom? His whole life, he had not believed in God. He'd been a rogue. He'd been a thief. But on the cross, he formed saving faith. And Jesus told him that today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Praise the Lord. That's the faith we are talking about. Despite the number of sins that you have committed, when you come to Jesus and repent and believe in him, he forgave you. Praise the Lord. Faith. When the Lord sees your faith, he heals you. There are so many passages of scriptures in the Bible where people came to Jesus, like the man with the leper in Mark chapter 1, verse 41. He came to Jesus, and the Bible says he knelt down. And he told Jesus, if you will, you can heal me. And the Bible says Jesus had compassion on him and laid his hand on him and told him, say, be healed. And immediately he was healed. We are talking about faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Faith. Faith. But I want you to know that faith without work is dead. If you have faith, there should be work. For example, as this body without the spirit is dead. So faith without work is dead. Are you with me? As the human body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead. You can say you have faith, you come to church every Sunday, and your faith cannot produce work. No, it is a dead faith. If you have faith, there should be a work. Your faith should motivate you to serve others. Your faith should motivate you to love your enemies. Your faith should motivate you to help the poor. Your faith should motivate you to love one another. The Bible says God is love. How can we say we love one another? Or how can we say we love God whom we have not seen? But every day you see your brother, you see your sister, you all talk together, and then you hate him, you don't love that person, and then you love God. Galatians 6, 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Be not deceived. How can you love God who you have not seen? But this is your brother that you see every day, and you hate him, you discuss the words about him, you say the words about him, but then you claim that you love him. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. He's not mocked. You can't fool God. If you have faith, you must love your brother. God is love. And Jesus gave us a commandment. He said, as I have loved you, so you must love your neighbor. You see your neighbor every day. He's dying. He's sick. There are some people, when they see you in the morning, they just pass by you without speaking. There's breath. It is God that put it in you. And when God said today, you will lose their breath, it will be taken from you to dust you are, and the dust you will return. This body is dust. Remember? You are dust. So if you have faith in Jesus, we must learn to love. The song said they will know we are Christian by our love. How will they know we are Christian? I won't see Danny and say Danny is a Christian, no, or their sister is a Christian, no. I will know they are Christian because of their love. L-O-V-E. How can I be the child of God and hate my brother and then yes, Sunday morning I come to church and say I love God? Where is your faith? Show me your faith and I will show you the work. Let's look at our ancestor Abraham. The Bible says Abraham believed in God, and when God told him to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, he did obey. By his work, he was justified by faith. Rahab, the prostitute from Jericho. By her faith, she was saved. When she walked on the spot into her home and led them out through another door. And when Jericho was destroyed, she and her family were saved because of her faith. Yes. We are talking about faith. When God sees your faith, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we conclude, I want to take you to Hebrews chapter 12, where we see the heroes of faith, those who lived in life before all, those who ran a race in faith. In Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says, Abel was justified by faith when he made a sacrifice of offering that was accepted by God. Noah believed God when God told him to build an ark. And through the actual time that Noah built an ark in the time of that prophecy, it took 120 years. But in faith, Noah went ahead and built an ark. By faith, Abraham left his country and he went to a land that he never knew of. By faith, great, great men of God ran a race. We talk about Daniel. We talk about Gideon, Samson, Barak, Jephthah. These are heroes of faith. And finally, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us follow him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Those who come to him must believe that he exists, and he will dedicate a reward those who seek him. May God bless you. May he protect you. May his blessing be upon you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The God of the impossibility. The God of the impossibility when things are impossible. God can make them possible. Without faith, it is impossible to please our God. When God sees your faith, the impossible becomes possible. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. God, we thank you this morning for who you are. God, that you are the God of the possible. You are the God of the possible. You take the impossibilities in our lives and you turn them around to possibilities. And so, Father, this morning we thank you for that. God, we thank you that you take the impossibilities in our lives and make them possible. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, if there's any of you that needs prayer, maybe your faith is not as good as it should be.